Hi, Tim Roy. We continue to mock the 2020 NBA draft here at Warriors.com, SoundCloud.com/Warriors, and Warriors Sound. We are on the clock right now with the Detroit Pistons with the seventh pick of the 2020 NBA draft. Let's give you caught up to date as to who has been picked ahead of time. For the Minnesota Timberwolves, selecting number one, Anthony Edwards out of Georgia, the talented swingman there. James Wiseman, the young big man from Memphis who didn't play all that much, went number two to Golden State. And then the Charlotte Hornets went for a rebounder. Onyeka Okongwu of USC goes to the Hornets. The Chicago Bulls picked up a player that many feels the most talented player in the draft, and that is LaMelo Ball, who spent last season playing 12 games in Australia. The Cleveland Cavaliers were up next, and they stayed close to home, taking Obi Toppin out of Dayton, a power forward. And then the Atlanta Hawks were on the board, and they decided they wanted a big guard to play alongside Trae Young, and they went overseas. Killian Hayes of France becoming our first international pick in this 2020 draft. So with the Pistons on the clock, we welcome in James Edwards III from The Athletic. He covers the Detroit Pistons. First of all, thank you so much for helping us out, and how are you surviving 2020?
I appreciate you having me on. Yeah, I guess like everybody else, I'm just getting by day by day. I mean, luckily here in Michigan, the past week, it's been 60 and sunny, and we get another day or two of that, which is usually not the case for early November in Michigan. So that has the spirits up, even though you've kind of been in the house for the last 6 months, not doing too much. Seems like the NBA is right around the corner. Obviously, the draft is next week, and the season, from all accounts, is going to follow shortly behind that. So, yeah, it'll be good to get out, maneuver, see some people, see some faces you haven't seen in a while. I'm looking forward to it.
Let's take a look at the Detroit Pistons and that roster. There are some intriguing players on this roster, but what is your state of the Pistons, and what do they need heading into the season?
Well, they need a little bit of everything. I think it's a team that won 19 or 20 games, I can't even remember now, last season. Blake Griffin got hurt. Luke Kennard missed most of the year. It's a team that can't afford to have their two or three key pieces just to even sniff a chance at making the playoffs. They do have some interesting young pieces. Svi Mihailuk shot over 40% from three. Bruce Brown's kind of a do-it-all guard. Obviously, Luke Kennard's a guy that can fill it up and pass the ball. Sekou Doumbouya was the first-round pick last year, was the youngest player in the league. Golden State got to see a little bit of him before the season shut down on the West Coast swing. So there's a couple guys that you hope can stay around and grow into something, but they need a face of the franchise that's 5 or 6 years from now that you can kind of bank on building around. They don't have that piece yet. And they're kind of in a weird transition where they want to be competitive, but you look at the roster, you don't really see an avenue to do much.
You mentioned face of the franchise, and we've heard a lot about the Pistons wanting to move up to get LaMelo Ball. Is that part of the thinking there?
I don't think they would move up to get LaMelo Ball. If he's there at seven, possibly, I still don't think he's their pick. I think they have their eyes on somebody that, I mean, we'll get to, I'm sure, shortly. LaMelo Ball is a guy that does fit a need when you look at it. Look at the roster. They need a point guard of the future. They need creation on the perimeter and playmaking. He would fit. But there's also a couple other guys, Killian Hayes, Tyrese Halliburton, Kyra Lewis Jr. It just depends on what you like of the crop of point guards. But Pistons moving up, I don't know if I see it. You got to move up, you have to give up something that another team wants, and I don't know if they have anything on the roster right now that would be the best package a team in the top three would get back in that type of deal. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know. You package that seven pick and who, maybe Luke Kennard, because that gets you into the top three? I'm not sure.
Yeah, let's circle back to Luke Kennard here, because I think he's got a chance to be pretty good. There were some skeptics on draft night, but again, he's been banged up a little bit, and we haven't seen him with a full, really good season. Does he have that in him?
That's the question. I think talent-wise, skill-wise, I think he definitely does. Before he went down with bilateral knee tendonitis right after Christmas, I mean, the guy was averaging 15-4 on pace for a career year, on pace to be one of the breakout players of the NBA, most improved. And the thing with him is injuries. His first year, he had a foot injury, I think, that made him miss like a couple games. And then the second year, he had a shoulder injury that made him miss 2 weeks. And then this year, He was just getting ready to come back after missing 3 or 4 months with the knee tendonitis, and then the season shut down. I think everyone would agree that he has the type of game that you would want from a guard in today's NBA. But now the questions are at 23 and some knee issues, how, I guess, dependable is he going to be moving forward?
On their roster from last year, are there free agents this year?
Yeah, Christian Woods, the big one. I think they're going to do everything in their power to bring him back. Maybe he's a guy that you build around going forward. Still small sample size. He really kind of took the NBA by storm in his month and a half after the Andre Drummond trade and put the numbers he was posting. I think they're going to do everything in their power to bring him back, but there's going to be suitors. I think Charlotte's going to be a team that goes after him, the Knicks, and even some teams with cap space. I've been told that the Rockets and Celtics both tried to trade for him at the deadline, so teams without cap space might try to maneuver and figure out ways to get him. Langston Galloway is a free agent. I'm curious to see if they bring him back. Coaches like him, hard worker, good locker room guy, can shoot the three ball, plays defense, durable. I could see him coming back. And then some smaller end guys like Jordan McRae, would be surprised if he comes back. Same goes with Brandon Knight and John Henson.
Yeah, you know, I always think it's great to watch guys do this after, you know, fighting back from injury. But it was just so much fun to watch Derrick Rose out there, and it looked like he's having fun, and you could just tell that he wasn't a guy that was into this for money or fame. He just really likes to play ball.
No, that's what it is with Derrick. You can tell he's there to play. I mean, the guy probably has all the money in the world at this point. Even when he was in Chicago and the spotlight was on him, you really didn't hear too much from him. He's just a guy that lives and breathes basketball, and coming to Detroit allowed him to play freely, allowed him to play a lot, allowed him to be a kind of a focal point of a team and play his game, which is pick and roll and get to the hole. And he did it very effectively like he did in Minnesota the year prior. So Derrick has been a good locker room guy for the young veterans the young players on this team, as kind of that proven veteran along with Blake. And he's also been very helpful on the court, giving the Pistons a guy who can go get his own shot. There aren't very many guys on the roster that have that ability. But, yeah, he's entering a contract year. So with those guys, you always wonder if they even start the season. Will he start the season in Detroit? Will he get traded at the deadline? Will he make it all the way through and resign? That's going to be one of the storylines to watch.
And a final question before your selection. This is a really good fan base in Detroit, and it's always been a knowledgeable fan base. They know what good basketball looks like. How are they handling this period of Pistons basketball where it's kind of hard to kind of move forward? You know, they've been in that spot sort of betwixt and between for a couple of years now.
Yeah, they haven't won a playoff game in over 10 years. Only been to the playoffs twice in that span. Or was it three times? I think only twice. No playoff wins. It's been tough. You see it in the attendance. You see it nationally. You don't really hear national media or you don't really see Pistons games broadcasted on TNT or ESPN. Obviously once or twice a year, but that's about it. It's been a little tough just because, like you said, they've won in every era. They've had players that they thought were going to pan out that didn't pan out. They've had teams that they thought could do something that injuries derailed things or guys didn't pan out. They've missed on draft picks. It's just been every which way could go wrong kind of has for this organization. But now you got Troy Weaver in there running the show, Ed Stefanski. You got Dwayne Casey still here, and he's really helped bring back that culture. It appears that things could be getting brighter on the horizon, but at the end of the day, none of that matters until you get the right players in.
All right, so James, now you're on the clock, and Adam Silver walks up, and as our mock draft is unfolded, and it's a little bit different than your mock draft, which you put up on the Athletic, which I would encourage people to go take a look at that and see what the Warriors got and what the other teams are looking at. But it's a little bit different than yours. So what happens here if it turns out this way? Who would the Pistons select?
Yeah, well, Tyrese Halliburton's on the board, and when you look at what the Pistons need as, like I said earlier, perimeter playmaking, creation, shooting, he seems to be the obvious pick. But with that said, I've heard some rumblings of Patrick Williams from Florida State being a guy that the Pistons really, really like. And that's going to be my pick. He's a, you look at him, he looks like he has an NBA body already. He's young. I think he just turned 19. He might still be 18. Moves well without the ball, can play make a little bit, has a nice stroke that suggests he'll get better. But yeah, his size, his ability to find spaces without the ball, move, cut, play defense, specifically help side defense. I think he's an athlete. He's a guy that has some raw basketball skills, and you watch him, you see a little bit of, I mean, if he even sniffs this, I'd be surprised, but you see a little young Kawhi Leonard in there.
You're talking about Pat, you're talking about Patrick Williams, right?
Yeah, Patrick Williams, okay. Florida State, yes. So I think I could see the potential there. And the Pistons, like I said, they need a point guard, but they also need a lot of other positions and just to find guys going forward. So I think they take best player available, and I think in their mind that could be Patrick Williams.
Yeah, it's a little bit raw on the offensive end, but you can get better at that. You can improve at that. And I like the fact that he has the wingspan. He's got, you know, he's got at least a decent shot because he hits 84% of his free throws. And
yep.
not a lot of guys come in the league these days with that number. And so,
right.
Yeah, in a league that looks for guys, as we saw with Miami in the finals, looks for guys who can guard multiple positions, that would be a very intriguing pick for Detroit. And I think a lot of the GMs, maybe in New York and other places that are picking behind Detroit, wouldn't be very happy with that pick.
No, and you look at him, he's a guy that kind of fits exactly what people in Detroit, outside of Detroit, kind of, it's what's synonymous with the organization, the grit, the motor, the hustle. You can kind of, when you watch Patrick Williams play and you try to envision who he could play for, I mean, I think the Pistons probably come top of that list, just the way he plays and kind of the culture that the team, that the, and the fabric that this organization's built on. It seems like a perfect marriage.
James, I really appreciate you helping us out with our 2020 mock draft. You can follow him at The Athletic, James Edwards III. You can just go to The Athletic, hit the NBA tab, go to Pistons, and you'll see what he's been writing, not only about the Pistons and the NBA. And we look forward to the day where we can maybe sit down and have a cup of coffee before a Warriors-Pistons game.
I can't wait. Hopefully it's sooner rather than later.
So there it is, Patrick Williams out of Florida State, a guy they project can guard multiple positions, 6'8", 225 pounds, a 3-and-D combo forward. He's now a member of the Detroit Pistons in our 2020 NBA mock draft. Keep it here at Warriors.com, Warriors Sound, and SoundCloud.com/Warriors for all your 2020 draft information. I'm Tim Roy, and thanks for checking out our 2020 mock draft.